AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. President Biden poked fun at his age at last night's White House Correspondents' Dinner.
I really feel great. I'm campaigning all over the country, Pennsylvania, Georgia, North Carolina. I've always done well in the original 13 colonies.
Attendees were met by pro-Palestinian demonstrators outside the event as campus protests continue at nearly 50 U.S. colleges and universities. Encampments have popped up at many of them. They're calling on schools to divest from Israel amid its war with Hamas in Gaza. Some Jewish students, they say they feel unsafe on their campuses. One person was killed in Hughes County, Oklahoma, in violent storms that included reported tornadoes. There have been nearly 120 reported tornadoes in the U.S. over the last 3 days, and crews had planned to put out a fire on a freight train that derailed near the Arizona-New Mexico border on Saturday, triggering evacuations. This is ABC News.
This is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Consumer advocates are praising new federal rules to make it easier to get a refund when flights are canceled or changed. Mike Moan reports.
The Department of Transportation says airlines are now required to promptly provide passengers with automatic cash refunds when they're owed one. Teresa Murray of the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, or PIRG, says some carriers haven't adhered to these standards, leaving passengers in a bind.
And they would drag their feet and they would say, oh, well, you bought your ticket from a ticket agent, and so we don't know where your money is. Or here, have a voucher. And that was not acceptable.
But amid higher complaint volumes, companies will be forced to act quickly. The new rules, which are being phased in, provide clear definitions for travel disruptions. That includes delays of at least 3 hours on a domestic flight and 6 hours for international flights. A key industry group responded to the announcement by touting transparency efforts among carriers. Murray says most people aren't frequent flyers, and it's hard for them to keep up on all the latest practices and policies among airlines.
The average person only flies once every 18 months. So this will just bring transparency to that process, and it kind of evens the playing field.
Murray says this could come in handy for Midwestern customers when a winter storm wreaks havoc on air travel. The new rules also require refunds for baggage fees when a piece of luggage is delayed by 12 hours or more for domestic flights. And there has to be upfront disclosure on fees for first and second checked bags and carry-on bags. This is Mike Moen for Wisconsin News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
And this is Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell.
The Yankees crushed the Brewers. I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was a long night for the crew. The Yankees beat the Brewers at AmFam Field last night 15-3. Aaron Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Giancarlo Stanton all with home runs. Milwaukee starting pitcher Joe Ross giving up the first 7 runs in 5 innings. NBA, more bad news for the Bucks. Damian Lillard doubtful. An MRI shows he has a strained Achilles. Expected not to play in Game 3 tonight in Indy. The Pacers lead the series 2-1. NFL, the Packers add 11 more players in the draft, including Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt, who got a call last night in the 7th round, just getting out of the pool when the call came through.
What's up, man? How you doing? I'm doing well. I'm here with all my family and friends. Yes, sir.
Well, get your jackets.
Green Bay.
That's Tulane quarterback Michael Pratt. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Showers and a few thunderstorms likely for today. Some patchy fog at highs of the upper 50s. East winds 5 to 15. For the overnight showers, still a thunderstorm around. Patchy fog, mid-50s. Rain and thunderstorms continue into Monday. It's 57 at our studios.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now, that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Busted Pencils with Dr. Tim and Dr. Johnny.
I wonder what Matt Damon's mom would say when it comes to teaching science to little kids.
Wait, what? You want to know what my mom would say? All right, well, just ask her.
And there she is, Dr. Nancy Carlson Page. Welcome to Busted Pencils. Nancy, how are you?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to see you. It's great to be here.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Weeknights at 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from Civic Media Global Headquarters on State Street, this is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
The music of the stars. The best of Hollywood, Broadway, Tin Pan Alley, and the Great American Songbook right here on the Civic Media Radio Network each Sunday, 7 till noon Central. Welcome aboard. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Stick around. Ella Fitzgerald's birthday.
Brook, gentlemen.
Hello, Professor.
I see you have everything ready.
Is this the music here?
Oh, no, we don't use any music.
We haven't got anything written down, Professor.
Well, we can't play without music.
Well, Benny Goodman used to.
Benny Goodman? I never... Frisbee, did you ever hear of him?
No, I haven't. Perhaps there's something in this book that might help you, Mark.
Oh, yes.
Oh, just sit down, Professor. If you feel like it, you can join in.
Thank you.
Melda...
That's Lionel Hampton of Sturtevant.
Professor, now anything we do, just follow us.
Last 60 years and has well earned the right to be called a legend. He has worked with the likes of Louis Armstrong, Benny Goodman, and Nat King Cole, and he is the man credited with making the vibes a jazz instrument. Here tonight, with Paul and our band, it's a pleasure to welcome Lionel Hampton.
Lionel, how are you? Nice to see
Uh-huh.
from Sturtevant, Lionel Hampton.
Lionel!
On the David Letterman program.
We'll be right back, folks.
Very nice. Ah, the music at the star. Let me tell you this. I found this looking for some boogie-woogie with a big orchestra. 101 strings.
I'm headed for the station with a pack on my back. Got a transportation in the back of a hack. I just love the rhythm of the clickety-clack. Hear the whistle blowing through the smoke in the stack. Rattle around with Democratic fellas named Mac. Jig it right back to the track, Jack. Destination, but less than the lack. You need some compensation to get back in the black. You take the morning paper from the top of the stack and read the situation from the front to the back. The only job that's open needs a man with a hack. So dig it right back to the track, Jack.
Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie. Woo woo, woo woo, choo boogie. Choo choo, choo choo, choo boogie.
Take it right back to the track, Jack.
The 101 Strings out of Hamburg, Germany. Lionel Hampton.
Thank you so much. Nice job. Sounded terrific. Now, what are you playing over there? Those are vibra harp.
Yeah, well, one company makes the vibra harp, uh-huh. Another company makes the vibraphone.
Now, what's the xylophone? That's
that's the wooden instrument. Yeah. That's the daddy of the vibes.
From which these have evolved.
Yeah.
And what are marimbas?
Marimbas, that's something else that involved from the xylophone.
And you can play them all?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Pretty much the same kind of deal, huh?
Yeah, same keyboard.
Yeah. Tell me your joke.
Tell you a joke?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. A St. Patrick joke, huh?
Yeah.
Well, you know...
It was your idea.
Well, you know, down in Atlantic City, everybody goes down to the gambler, you know, mostly, primarily. And so the kids can't gamble in the casino, so they're...
They're 21, I guess.
They gamble in the street.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three kids gambling out in the street, and they were shooting dice, so... The priest, the padre of the community, came by and said, boy, throw those dice away. Say, that's a sin, gambling.
Mm-hmm.
Said, you do throw them away, and I'm going to show you how to make an honest dollar.
All right.
Make an honest buck. So he said, the priest wouldn't tell me who's the most famous man in the world will get this buck. So he asked the little Mexican boy, and little Mexican boy said, Father, said, we in Mexico had a great liberator, and he liberated and give freedom to Mexico, and he's the most famous man in the world.
Magellan,
he's famous, but not the most famous man in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So he asked a little black kid, and he said, who's the most famous man in the world? So he said, Marvin Hagner, Father.
Because
he's a great fighter,
right.
See? He said, well, he's famous, but not the most famous man in the world. Then he asked a little Jewish boy, said, tell me, son, who's the most famous man in the world? So the kid said, St. Patrick, Father.
Mm-hmm.
So his father gave him the money. He said, but son, tell me how you happened to arrive at the right answer. He said, Father, deep down in my heart, I know it was Moses, but business is business.
Business is business.
Thank you.
Sturtevant. Born on April 20th. Worked with everybody. Notably Benny Goodman, Buddy Rich. Got the National Medal of Arts. Medal. Born in Louisville, though. Did a lot of growing up around here. Kenosha, Racine County. Academy in Sturtevant. One of the good sisters there. Sister Petra. Discovered his talent. Stars. I wanted to get some more local talent on the air, and I will. So hang tight. We're on the air now since November the 5th of last year. That'd be 2023. And I got a guy who was never in Kenosha or Racine or, to my knowledge, performed anywhere in Milwaukee. I could be wrong, but I'm talking about Howard Keel with that glorious baritone voice of his. Howard Keel. A little sample, huh?
A girl that I marry will have to be as soft and as pink as a nursery.
50s, MGM. Howard Keel, the biggest star there at Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. And on the legendary Dallas series, him, in the 80s and 90s. Keel, spelled backward, born in Illinois, Gillespie, Illinois. He had a birthday this month, too, 1919. Dad died when he was 11. They moved to California with Mom, and landlady said, "You're pretty good. Why don't you take some lessons?" Audition for Carousel, 1945 on Broadway. And Richard Rodgers, Oscar Hammerstein said, "Hey, you're the star." He replaced Alfred Drake. The soundtracks of all these movie hits. Howard Keel, what a guy. 6'4" tall. The music of the stars.
No, you can't.
Anything you can be, I can be greater. Sooner or later, I'm greater than you.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I can shoot a partridge with a single cartridge.
I can get a sparrow with a bow and arrow.
I can live on bread and cheese.
And only on that?
Yes.
So can a rat.
Any note you can reach, I can sing higher.
I can sing any note higher than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
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 No, you can.
Yes, I can. Anything you can buy, I can buy cheaper. I can buy anything cheaper than you.
50 cents.
40 cents.
30 cents.
20 cents.
Ah, you can.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say softer.
I can say anything softer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
I can drink my liquor faster than a flicker.
I can drink it quicker and get even sicker.
I can open any safe
without being caught.
Sure.
That's what I thought.
You can hold, I can hold longer.
I can hold any note longer than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes,
no, you
I
can.
Wear better. In what you wear, I'd look better than you.
In my coat.
In your vest.
In my shoe.
In your hat.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can. Yes, I can.
Anything you can say, I can say faster.
I can say anything faster than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
I can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can't. I can jump a hurdle.
I can wear a girdle.
I can knit a sweater.
I can feel it better.
I can do most anything.
Can you make a pie?
No.
Neither can I.
Any note you can sing, I can sing sweeter.
I can sing any note sweeter than you.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
No, you can't.
Yes, I can.
No, you can't.
Keel and Ethel Merman. Ethel did, everybody think, oh, I can't handle Ethel Merman. No, no, Ethel, okay, stick around. I'm going to do some good as opposed to some of the yelling of Ethel Merman in just a bit. The music of the stars. I want to play a song from a horror movie now. Now, don't touch that dial. This is from The Omen, the first one. 1977, didn't get an Oscar. In fact, you hardly heard it at all. But the song, the main song, go figure, got the Oscar for best song, but this didn't make it into the movie, except in some notes, instrumentally speaking. Here is Jerry Goldsmith's wife, Carol. Nice tune. Nobody plays it ever.
Her dreams in rings of misty white, knowing in his sleep dreams only keep through the night. As the piper dreams, pretending to
Smith from The Omen. That should have been nominated. This was not nominated either.
The sea is calm tonight. The mist is over the moon. There are certain moments when all the world is suddenly sweet, when hearts are thrilled and the very air is filled with a newborn joy. This is such a moment, and you are here to make it complete, to share with me all the silent ecstasy. newborn joy. The sea is calm tonight, the mist is over the moon, the stars have lost their light, the mist is over the moon. Gently you rest your head upon my shoulder.
Jerry Joyce in the orchestra. That's Tony Martin. Tony resumed his career at 100. Folks at the Elks Club in Kenosha are still talking about the time he and his wife, Sid Charisse, walked in, did a show. Tony Bennett, that's a loser from the picture The Lady Objects. Ben Oakland and Oscar Hammerstein wrote that. The music of the stars, Oscar Losers. Here's another one. From Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Now it can be told, told in all its glory. Now that we have met, the world may know the sentimental story. The greatest can be told as an inspiration. Every other tale a boy meets girl is just an imitation. The great love story has never been told before, but now can be told. Now it can be told as an inspiration. Now it can be told. Now it can be told. Now.
Irving Berlin wrote that. Didn't make the Oscar list. Nominated, that's all.
Must you dance every dance with the same fortunate man? You have danced with him since the music began. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Must you dance quite so close? You see, I'm longing to be in his place. Won't you change partners and dance with me? Ask him to sit this one out, and when you're alone, I'll ask the waiter to tell him he's wanted on. Ever since, heaven knows when, won't you change partners and then you may never want to change partners again.
Music of the Stars, that is another Oscar loser. Antonio Carlos Jobim with Francis Albert Sinatra. Yeah, that's from, let's see, what picture did I write that? Oh, yeah, Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers, Carefree. Here's another Oscar loser from 1938, Jack Teagarden.
I don't care what the weatherman says when the weatherman says it's raining. You'll never hear me complaining. I'm certain the sun will shine.
I don't care how the weather vane points when the weather vane points to gloomy. It's gotta be sunny to me when your eyes look into mine.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers? Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those eyes?
Gosh, y'all get up, how'd they get so lit up? Gosh, y'all get up, how'd they get that size?
Golly gee,
when you turn those heaters on,
woe is me.
Got to put my cheaters on.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Yeah,
where'd you get those eyes? Them there eyes.
Got to put my cheetahs on.
Jeepers creepers, where'd you get those peepers?
Oh, those weepers,
how they hypnotize.
Knock me out.
Where'd you get those eyes?
Where'd you get them?
Won't you put me wise?
Don't you jive, man.
Pays to advertise.
Tell them, Doc.
Where did you get those eyes?
Music of the Stars with Jack Teagarden, the father of jazz trombone. I recall back 40 years ago, there was a radio show out of Milwaukee, and Jack Baker ran it. What a great program it was. And he was a big collector of Jack Teagarden records.
lot of people are. Jack's got a lot of fans out there to this day. And here's Joan Crawford with another Oscar loser.
So we were married. From here, it looks like it might be love.
Might be. They've even got a song that goes with it.
Joan Crawford, Mannequin, 1937.
Life is strange and ever changing, doesn't make reason or rhyme. But through all the centuries, time endures. Darling, we'll be together forever and ever.
Edward Ward wrote that, and let's see, and who else? One more. Oh, yeah, Eddie Forrest. Oscar loser from 1937. The picture Mannequin. Here's a screwball comedy with a great tune, Merrily We Live. Alan Mowbray.
Life and love and laughter, for now and ever after.
A girl, a boy,
a kiss.
No greater joy than this.
Merrily we live.
Where's Ambrose?
He disappeared with the silver, miss. And he also took my black patent leather shoes, the ones with the taps on them.
Well, I'm afraid we can't do anything about that now. We'll discuss it later. In the meantime, let's have some breakfast. Well, there's no use buying Ambrose any more books.
What's the use of stalling, Jerry? If you won't tell her, I will. Mother, your pet tramp Ambrose has left.
I've had a little trouble. May I use your phone?
Definitely not. Good day.
Oh, but I merely want to...
Your persistence will avail you nothing. Now, scram.
Grosvenor, what is all the trouble here?
Well, this person was just about to leave, madam.
Oh, my poor dear man. Grosvenor, why don't you ask the gentleman in?
That was my understanding.
Grosvenor, oh, do come in. You must be very hungry and tired. Hungry and tired you are, aren't you?
Al Roach wrote this, produced it, Oscar nominated.
Life and love and laughter, for now and ever after.
A girl, a boy,
a kiss.
No greater joy than this.
Merrily we live. A sweet dream, I knock you off your feet, dream.
And just between us two,
it's not a dream, it's true. Merrily we live.
Stars.
Every day's a sunny May day, a bright and gay day, how well we know.
show. Isn't this a sweet dream? I knock you off your feet, dream.
And just between us two,
it's not a dream, it's true. Merrily we live.
The music of the stars and the winner, Bob Hope, Shirley Ross. From a couple that's getting divorced and they manage to reminisce about the good times. Great scene. And not funny at all. Just, well, here.
Thanks for the memory of rainy afternoons, swingy Harlem tunes, motor trips and burning lips and burning toast and prunes.
How lovely it was. Thanks for the memory of candlelight and wine, castles on the Rhine, the Parthenon,
and moments on the Hudson River line.
How lovely it was.
Many's the time that we feasted,
and many's the time that we fasted.
Oh, well, it was swell while it lasted. We did have fun and no harm done. So thanks for the memory of crap games on the floor,
nights in Singapore. You might have been a headache, but you never were a bore.
Why, thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of China's funny walls, transatlantic calls,
that weekend at Niagara when we hardly saw the fall.
How lovely that was.
Thank you.
Thanks for the memory of lunch from 12 to 4, sunburn at the shore, that pair of gay pajamas that you bought and never wore.
Say, by the way, what did happen to those pajamas?
Letters with sweet little secrets that couldn't be put in a day wire.
Too bad it all had to go haywire. That's life, I guess. I love your dress.
Do you?
It's pretty.
Thanks for the memory of faults that you forgave, rainbows on a wave,
and stockings in the basin when a fellow needs a shave. I thank you so much.
Thanks for the memory of gardens at Versailles,
and beef and kidney pie,
the night you worked and then came home with lipstick on your tie.
How lovely that was.
Huh?
The memory of lingerie with lace.
Yes, and pills nearby the case. And how I jumped the day you trumped my one and only ace.
How lovely that was.
We said goodbye with a highball.
And I got as high as a steeple.
Did you?
But we were intelligent people.
Tears, no fuss.
Hooray for us.
Strictly entre nous. Darling, how are you?
And how are all those little dreams that never did come true?
Awfully glad I met you.
Cheerio, toodaloo. Thank you.
The music of the stars with the Oscar winner, 1938. What a classic, huh? Broadcast 1930. 38. Now, stand by for news from the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is The Music of the Star on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're on till noon Central. CivicMedia.us worldwide.
Listening to Mad Radio, WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.